This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Salaam alaikum, brothers and sisters. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and here is Batool. Welcome to the program For a Better Life. The question that I would like to ask you is, what is a better life? What do we mean by a better life? Is it having a big house, a nice car, a nice job, a beautiful spouse, a good bank balance? If the answer is yes, then why do we see people who possess all this are still striving for more and more and more and more? They're not satisfied at all. In my opinion, the key to a better life is being happy. Now, how can a person reach happiness? A person might be wealthy, but still not happy. So what is the secret to happiness? The secret is to have God in your life. So, how can I have God in my life? We can have God in our lives by making our actions, our thoughts, our intentions godly, by maintaining piety, by acquiring virtues and cleansing ourselves from all the vices. This will lead to eternal bliss. The first step is to clean ourselves from inside, to discipline ourselves. Once we are purified, then we can replace our vices with virtues. So, now, the question is, how do I purify myself? How do I discipline myself? Is there a plan? Are there any guidelines for it? Yes, the ulama of akhlaq have given a few pointers. But before that, I would like to pose a few questions. Question one. Now, how is a society formed? The answer is with families. Next question. How are families formed? Families are formed with individuals like you and me. So if you and I, we correct ourselves, the society will automatically be corrected. If we bring that change in ourselves, that will lead to the change in the society, which in turn will lead to happiness, the eternal bliss, the better life. So, to have a better life, I need to be a better person first. Imam Ali alayhis salam said, Man lam yuslih nafsahu, lam yuslih ghayrahu. One who cannot correct himself cannot correct others. So how do we correct ourselves? What are the steps towards it? The first step is called yaqda. Yaqda is derived from the root word yaqd, which means to awaken, to have awareness. In Irfan, it means to wake up from a deep slumber, which results in lightening of the heart with the godly light, to turn towards Allah by turning away from this world.
Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
We are all awake, but this awakening that I'm talking about is something else. Prophet said, "Annasu niyam, فَإِذَا مَاتُوا انْتَبَهُوا. People are sleeping. When they will die, they will wake up. And when they will wake up, they will never sleep again. But it will be too late, as a matter of fact. It will be like the last train has left. Oh Allah, send me back, send me back. I'll do some good deeds. I'll give me another chance. Then Allah will say, إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. He is just saying. He doesn't mean what he's saying. These are mere words. That is why, brothers and sisters, we should wake up before it is too late. Sometimes an incident might awaken a person. For example, he loses a loved one, God forbid. Or there is some loss in his business, in his work, a layoff, or a disease, or an awakening sentence from a pious one. Ayatollah Amini writes in his book, Self-Building, that Abu Basir narrates. Abu Basir gives us this story where he says, one of the agents of a tyrant king used to live in my neighborhood, who used to acquire his living through illegal means. That means he used to have all his living through haram and had turned his home into a center of carnal pleasures. What did he mean by that? That means there was dancing, drinking, music. Then Abu Basir continues. He says, living next door to him was annoying and painful for me, but there was no alternative except to bear, because my repeated advices had not have any impact in his behavior. There was no improvement at all. Finally, one day, when I pressed him hard to change his lifestyle, he replied, I am a prisoner of Satan. Because of my addiction to eating, drinking, and sinning, I cannot quit it. I am a sick person, and I have no treatment. You are a good neighbor to me, but I am a bad neighbor for you. I am helpless and have become a prisoner of self-whims and passions and don't know what to and how to get myself out of this. See, brothers and sisters, don't we do that? Don't we make excuses when we don't want to stop sinning? When we have a bad habit, we always look for excuses. This is what that neighbor was doing. And then Abu Basir continues his story. He says that the neighbor told him, he said, when you visit Imam As-Sadiq in the near future, please plead my case to him. Maybe he will suggest a solution. Then Abu Basir continues, he says, I was deeply influenced with his words and remained patient for a while till an opportunity arose for me to go to Medina for seeing Imam As-Sadiq. When I saw Imam Al-Salam, I told him the story of my neighbor. The Imam replied, when you return, your neighbor will come to see you. Then you must tell him that Ja'far ibn Muhammad had said, do not commit sins and I will guarantee paradise for you. Just imagine, brothers and sisters, isn't that a moving line? It's such a powerful sentence that Imam said. He said, do not commit sins and I will guarantee paradise for you. Now let's see what happened to the rest of the story, like what happened to the neighbor after he heard this. Inshallah, in our next session. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Your mercy, your love is on our knees. All I need, all I need, all I need, all I need. Oh, oh, oh.
Your love is all I need to be all I need. And I know that you see how much you mean to me. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need.
to me.
Your love is all I need.